Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Heaven is full of answers to prayer for which no one ever bothered to ask. How often do we go plodding on, sometimes blundering, getting ourselves into situations which turn into nightmares, because we never bothered to stop long enough and say, God, what do you want me to do? Is this your will, or does it simply look pretty good to me? Answers to prayers that were never prayed could have saved you from all kinds of heartache. Long ago, Joshua and his staff could have saved themselves all kinds of heartache and grief had they only stopped long enough to ask God for guidance. Here's how they got themselves into trouble. After God gave them two great victories, one at Jericho and one at Ai, they met together and renewed their commitment to serve God. The law was read and the people nodded their heads in agreement. But shortly after that, the Gibeonites, having heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, decided they had better sue for peace. Here's the story. They resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins cracked and mended. The men put on worn and patched sandals, wore old clothes. All of the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us," they said. Even Joshua was fooled as they told him how the bread that was now dry and moldy had been soft and fresh when they started their trip. Yes, of course they lied, but they were convincing. And Joshua signed a treaty with them, agreeing to conditions whereby they would be servants to the Israelites, but never would they be killed. The key to their failure is summed up in a few words which Joshua himself later wrote. The men of Israel sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. They sniffed the moldy bread, ran their fingers through the worn and ragged garments, and bought into their lies, which they told with consummate skill. Do you know, friend, that the problem that confronted them is with us today? Nobody is so smart, so savvy, so discerning that he cannot be deceived by the enemies in life, to say nothing of the devil, who is a master of deception. That's why bringing God into your negotiations, asking him for direction and guidance, is so important. Answers to prayer you never prayed can keep you from entering into a marriage which may turn into a nightmare, or from living with that guy whom you want to believe loves you so much and fully intends to marry you after he makes enough money, or from signing on the dotted line, committing yourself to something you will later regret. James, the half-brother of Jesus, gave us a powerful promise. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Someone wisely said that he who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a wise man, but he who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. He's right. Are you in need of an answer to prayer that you have not yet prayed? Well, God won't hit you over the head to get your attention, but he will respond to your simple cry of, "Lord, I need your help now. What should I do? What is your will in this matter?" If you're married, make it a practice to join hands and hearts with your mate and pray before you make any major decisions. If you're single, start every day asking God to guide and direct you. He will, too. Those answers to prayer you never prayed are there, ready to save you from yourself, from your own mistakes and presumptions. We have not because we ask not.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.